This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Thursday, February 21st, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll have an in-depth report on the governor's State of the State and budget address yesterday. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, which includes some snow and ice fall coming up overnight. But first, a look at today's news. There's been a plea agreement reached in the case of a former Urbana grade school teacher accused of sexually molesting students. 27-year-old John White of Villa Grove pleaded guilty yesterday to 8 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse in Champaign County and 2 additional charges in McLean County. Each count applies to one of the girls he's accused of molesting at Urbana's Thomas Paine Elementary in 2005 and 2006 and in a grade school in Normal just prior to that. Other charges, including sexual assault, were dismissed. Between the two counties, he faces a maximum of 70 years in prison. Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reed says avoiding a trial that was to begin in Macon County next week spares the victims in this case.
It is such a relief because I've gotten to know these girls and their families and to know that they don't have to actually go through this process, that they don't have to actually get up on that stand and be cross-examined is a huge relief.
Sentencing in Champaign County has been set for April 3rd and 4th, and for the 28th and 29th in McLean County, the two sentences are to run consecutively. In a statement released by Urbana School Superintendent Preston Williams, he says he hopes the plea helps provide closure to the students, families, teachers, and staff at Thomas Paine School. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich wants to give tax credits to families with children, expand health care coverage, and build and repair roads and bridges. But to pay for it, he's relying on plans the General Assembly has rejected before. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Governor Blagojevich admitted it'll be a tough budget year due to a weakened state and national economy, but that didn't hold him back from proposing lofty ideas.
In Illinois, we are guiding a ship that's in the midst of a storm. But by working together, and sometimes not always working together, our ship of state is on the right course to navigate through that storm.
As an economic stimulus, the governor wants to give families that earn up to $150,000 a year a $300 check per child. He also proposes a tax credit for some businesses. Other ideas include increasing funding for schools, expanding health care, and a major construction program. As Blagojevich put it,
"What's not to like?"
A lot, say some lawmakers. While they say more details are needed, many question if any of the proposals will ever take hold. Blagojevich's plan hinges on leasing the Illinois Lottery to a private firm, charging businesses a per-employee tax, and ending certain business tax breaks, all plans that have failed to meet legislative muster when Blagojevich tried them in the past. The governor also wants across-the-board cuts in state government. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Two East Central Illinois lawmakers said they were listening for cues on handling the state's debt and they didn't hear them. Senator Mike Frericks of Champaign says though the details were lacking on this package of spending cuts, revenue increases, and tax breaks for some families and businesses, he's uneasy about a plan to sell a $16 million bond to shore up underfunded state employee pensions.
I think everyone acknowledges a critical problem. How we deal with it, though, is where you get the differences in the General Assembly. I think we have a schedule. We should do everything we can to stick to that schedule in terms of funding. And I'm hopeful that over the process, we in the legislature make it a priority and fully fund it.
Governor Blagojevich challenged the Democratic majority to pass legislation ensuring health care for all Illinoisans. Republican Representative Bill Black of Danville says that's a bad idea when the state lags behind in reimbursing for Medicaid expenses.
We're not paying for the health care programs we have now. A nursing home closed in late January in Jacksonville, Illinois. They're going to be others. We're $1.2 billion in arrearage on paying for Medicaid costs.
Black says he doesn't see how the governor's proposal to privatize the state lottery will fully pay for a $25 billion capital spending plan. He says Illinois needs a more limited construction plan paid for through expanded riverboat gambling. Stephen Kazmierczak was an academic star at Northern Illinois University. Nowhere was that more apparent than in Cole Hall audit. Nowhere was that more apparent than in the Cole Hall Auditorium, where he returned to carry out his deadly attack last week. Kacmierczak took his first sociology class at Cole Hall and earned A after A there after getting B's in high school and spending a year in a psychiatric treatment center. Fellow students and teachers saw a young man almost desperate to learn. Kacmierczak's books were littered with tabs highlighting thoughts he literally wanted at his fingertips. All those details make it even more baffling why he would kill five students at an NIU lecture hall before turning the gun on himself. Authorities still have lingering questions more than a week after the 27-year-old carried out the shootings, including a motive. Meanwhile, mourners filled Holy Cross Church in Mendota to hear friends of Juliana Jehant remember her as a motherly type who would have been a great teacher had she not been gunned down with four other students last week. And in Carroll Stream, a chorus of 1,500 people gathered in the Glenbard North High School gymnasium, belting out Hallelujah, the favorite hymn of Gail Dabowski, another victim of Kacmierczak's. Services were also held Wednesday for 20-year-old Dan Parmenter of Westchester. After 2 years of negotiations, the Savoy Village Board has approved an agreement with the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District to expand bus service in the village, while shielding many residential areas from forced annexation. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Savoy officials had once threatened to form their own mass transit district to keep the Champaign-Urbana MTD from expanding in their town. Under the agreement approved last night, the MTD will expand in Savoy, but most single-family residential areas will be safe from forced annexation until 2033. The MTD will instead annex apartment complexes and commercial properties along U.S. Route 45 in the village. Mayor Robert McCleary says that will allow the extension of bus service to new developments on Savoy's southern end.
This will start bringing mass transit busing to the apartment complex and the Walmart business area down there. And it will also bring the ADA accessible mass transit to everybody in the community, whether they're in the district or out.
Savoy trustees approved the agreement even after the CUMTD rejected their request that the transit agency help pay for road maintenance in the village. Joan Dykstra, the only trustee to vote against the agreement, says they'll need to monitor how Savoy roads hold up under daily bus traffic. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Another winter storm is threatening to coat southern Illinois in ice all over again. The storm making its way into the region is expected to dump at least a quarter inch of ice. Road crews are working to stay ahead of the storm, but authorities say ice poses a special challenge because it's harder to clear off the roads. Workers say some roads are already slick and most schools, including Southern Illinois University and Carbondale, have already called off classes. Last week, some residents were left without power for more than a week after snow and ice hit the region. Many parts of southern Illinois are under an ice warning until tomorrow morning. And again, we'll have a look at the forecast coming up and for this area in a few minutes. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich wants to provide families tax relief, expand health care, and put more money into schools. But few in the Illinois legislature seem willing to jump on board. That's because the governor's annual budget address yesterday left them with more questions than answers. Sean Crawford reports.
Blagojevich kept his speech short and focused.
What it really comes down to is families and their economy. Today, as we focus on what I believe we must do to strengthen our economy, we must never lose sight of the fact that it's all about families and our ability to help them build a better, more secure life.
The governor wants to continue expanding health care access, create a construction program to put people to work, and provide a one-time tax credit of $300 per child. But while Blagojevich maintained brevity in the approximately 22-minute address, he was also short on specifics. He left out Illinois' financial predicament. The state has a huge backlog of bills yet to be paid, and its tax revenue is slowing. He barely mentioned a plan to lease the state's lottery to a private firm, and never touched on his idea to borrow several billion dollars to pay down more pension debt. He also kept silent on how he wants to sweep money from numerous dedicated accounts and give up future proceeds from a settlement with tobacco companies for a one-time cash infusion. Those are the details that will make or break this budget package.
My concern would be with how we're going to fund some of the programs the governor recommends.
That's Democrat Barbara Flynn Curry, who's also the House Majority Leader.
If we're expected to provide short-term benefits with long-term assets or long-term revenue commitments from the state, that's probably not the best way to run a railroad.
While Curry gave her thoughts, the top Democrat in the Illinois House, Speaker Mike Madigan, chose to remain quiet except for a printed statement, which indicated he wants more time to analyze the governor's plan. It was only a year ago that Blagojevich pushed for the largest tax hike in Illinois history, a gross receipts tax on business. It was roundly rejected and helped cause the governor's relationship with lawmakers to deteriorate. The legislative session dragged on for months until a budget was finally adopted at the end of summer. During this year's address, Blagojevich showed some humility.
After proposing the GRT last year, I can tell you, I now have a better appreciation for that old Hank Williams song, "I'm so lonesome, I could cry." Needless to say, I'm not asking you to do that again.
This time, Blagojevich wants to cut business taxes, a 20% credit for those who paid corporate income taxes in the past year. At the same time, however, he's calling for a payroll tax on some employers. Businesses with 10 or more workers who don't provide health benefits would take the hit. Doug Whitley, president of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce, says the governor would give to business with one hand and take away with the other.
So I'd say keep your income tax credit and forget those other tax increases that you want to put on business, because that's a one-time, almost a shell game. I don't think this proposal that he laid out today holds water.
Business groups and others had braced for the speech, assuming larger tax hikes were on the drawing board. Whitley says while he still doesn't care for what he heard, it could have been worse. Many in the legislature felt the same. Donnie Trotter is a Democratic senator from Chicago. He says the governor struck a conciliatory tone, even if he got a cold reception for his budget plan.
You know, it's still too early to see how well we're going to play together this year, but at least no one kicked up any dirt today.
The governor's budget proposal is simply a first step down a long road. It will be debated, and other ideas are sure to be brought up in coming weeks. It's unclear if he and the legislature can work together long enough to come up with a spending plan. But with several failed ideas back on the table, few are optimistic this process will wrap up on schedule. House Speaker Mike Madigan released a statement saying the people will not tolerate another prolonged, acrimonious encore of last year. They may have little choice. I'm Sean Crawford.
In the forecast for the region, becoming cloudy, a chance of light snow and flurries arriving this morning. Snow likely this afternoon, the high 23. Cloudy with snow tonight, sleet and possibly freezing rain. Snow and ice accumulations between 1 to 2 inches with a low of 18 degrees. Cloudy skies tomorrow, periods of snow and freezing rain, with a total snow accumulation between 2 to 4 inches, the high 28. Mostly cloudy tomorrow evening, a few lingering snow showers and flurries, the low 17. Becoming mostly sunny Saturday, the high 34. Partly cloudy Saturday evening, with a low of 15 degrees. And on Sunday, partly sunny and warmer, the high around 40. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Thursday, February 21st, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.